Hold your ears and close off the sound.
Getting scared. アルバムはいかがでしたか。最後にこのロード・オブ・ザ・ダンスのリミックスで存分に踊っていただきましょう。それでは再びザ・バンダルスの登場です。 Let's dance everybody。
Sweet bean. Glow sticks, mama wants to jiggle.
Woo! Best bring your water bottle, best bring your water bottle.
And a hydrate should hydrate, cause I'm gonna be gyrating.
Best bring your water bottle, best bring your water bottle.
And a hydrate should hydrate, cause I'm gonna be gyrating.
Best bring your water bottle, best bring your water bottle.
And a hydrate should hydrate, cause I'm gonna be gyrating.
Best bring your water bottle, best bring your water bottle.
It's the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show, live from Akron, Ohio. It's Barno. How are you all doing out there? This is where I'd push the button on the little, what do they call that, the cart machine to hear the applause. I can hear you all out there applauding. Thank you, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here today with the dance episode of Cheek and Tongues. This is number 158. Woohoo! That's something to celebrate. Woohoo! That sounded a little like Clay Pigeon, didn't it? Episode 158. That's something to celebrate. All right. Hey, we've got a really active chat board tonight. A lot of old friends showing. Hyperdose is here tonight. Hyperdose, it's so good to see you. Laura Panic is in the house. Your friend Paul is in the house. We have H, who always pops up to say hello when we play a Ween song. Hey, H, I'll keep those Ween tunes in the playlist so we get to see you say howdy. We got Austin Rich, Imaginos, and you want to stick around after the show tonight for Austin Rich's Dime Store Radio Theater. But in the meantime, we're going to keep dancing. I hope you don't mind.
I like to dance, I like to dance, I like to dance in my striped pajamas. I like to dance without any pants, just my hat and my striped pajamas.
Yeah. needle drops. Dance, dance, dance to the crying ends. How long to go up that depends. Get on the phone and text your friends. Gonna keep dancing till the heartache ends. Dance, dance till you feel the world. I don't care if you're boy or girl. Just wanna see you hop and twirl. Turn that sand into a pearl. Dance, dance, dance till your mind is cleared. Crazy now and it's gonna get weird. Better keep dancing, it's what you feared. Lies that win the difference, cheer. Dance till the planet falls. Dance, dance, dance till the devil calls. Dance, dance, dance till the hatred stalls. Dance, dance, dance till smash the wall. Dance like Mary, dance like Harry. Look at Cherry, she dance scary. She don't care, see, have fun, very. Drink one cherry and blackberry. Dance, dance, raise the dead. Dance, dance, dance to expand your head. Dance, dance, dance to explode your bed. Dance, dance, dance to the hunger fed. Dance, dance, dance to love your face. Dance, dance, dance to the lies erase. Dance, dance, dance to the blood you taste. Dance, dance, dance to the wolf you chase. Dance, dance, dance till you touch the sky. Dance, 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 don't matter why. Dance, dance, dance till your spirits fly. Dance, dance, dance till you stop believing. Dance, dance, dance till you stop believing. Dance, dance, dance is an act of grieving. Dance, dance, dance till the evil leaving. Seen as hearty when it started, rises smarty, blown a party. Oh yeah. Dance, dance, dance for all your worth. Dance, dance, dance till you hear the earth. Dance, dance, dance till you feel your burst. Forget that thing that bad to us. Dance, dance, dance for all your worth. Dance, dance, dance till you hear the earth. Dance, dance, dance till you feel your burst. Forget that thing that bad to us. Dance, dance, dance till you know your feet. Dance, dance, dance till you big big feet. Dance, dance, dance till you smoke.
The devil's got me. stay or should I go? Hello, should I stay or should I go?
How do you do, fellow kids? It's Barno with the Cheek in Tongues radio show. Music with the great, or humor with the great sense of music. I'm flipping my own play on words there. But are y'all dancing? Oh, this is like that top of the hour on Double Dip Recess. When everybody gets to dance with Roger. We just heard Leo and Placido with Should I Stay or Should I Boogie? And yes, I was able to slip a mashup in there. Yay! Hamel on Trial with Dance Till the Sobbing Stops. And I just learned that Hamel on Trial will be playing the Rialto in the Kenmore neighborhood of Akron in early July. So if you're listening here in northeastern Ohio, you don't want to miss that. And his guest on stage will be Elliot Carter from Off Leash, the daughter of the Christopher Carter Show. With his, you might know him from his song about Tom Bergeron. We heard Oingo Boingo with Insects. The Dead Milkmen with Dance With Me. And that's the live version, live at WCSB in early November 2013. And I promised to tell the story of that song, but I'll get back to it after I finish back announcing. The Ramones with Let's Dance. And we started the set with The Boy in the Striped Pajamas by The Left Rights. So the story there with the Dead Milkmen show, that was a Halloween show, even though it was November 2nd. This was considered a Halloween show, and we found out about it while we were at the Vans Warped tour that 2013. We were guests of MC Lars, and as we were watching his show, he announced from the stage that the Dead Milkmen were planning a Halloween show in Cleveland, Ohio, and Shy Show would be opening for them. And my daughters are in the band. They are the band Shy Show, or were. And they were in the crowd, and they were kind of freaking out. Wow, we get to do a show with the Dead Milkmen. Well, it turns out WCSB wanted a different lineup, so they didn't play. But we saw them the night before in Pittsburgh. Because the following day, we had plans to meet Skating Polly in Indianapolis, where they were opening for Kate Nash. So we, knowing we wouldn't be there for the Dead Milkmen, we went to see them in Pittsburgh, and it was a really good time. But when the Dead Milkmen show the next night, during the Dead Milkmen show the next night, there were a few opening bands, and then the Dead Milkmen took the stage, and just as they were started the first song, the electricity went out, and like the venue was dead. They couldn't do their show. And since it was sponsored by WCSB, after it was clear that the power would not go back on, Rodney and Joe and Dean and Andrew, I'll take us to the station. We'll do our show live. I guess they ended up staying up till almost 3 doing that live performance on WCSB. And as a shout out to Shy Show, yes, my daughters were immortalized in that version of Dance With Me. So anyway, wow, I went on and on, didn't I? Oh, here I had to add Barno Speaks to the published song list. And we'll get ready to add the next song to the published song list as soon as I play it here. And you may have already heard this song, and you may have already heard another version of this song in this episode.
My name is Fatlip, and this is my friend Sammy the Salmon. Today, we're going to teach you some fun facts about salmon and a brand new dance. Let me introduce to you a brand new dance. I know you're going to love it if you give it one chance. It's not complicated. Not too hard. You don't even have to be a hip hop star. See, anyone can do it. All you need is staff. Listen up, peep gang. I'ma show you how. Put your hands to the side, as silly as it seems, and shake your body like a salmon floating upstream.
Oh, kidding. Amazing. Wow. Hey, kids. Hey, give it up for Sammy the Salmon and his amazing salmon dance. Huh? What'd he say? All right. Who's hungry?
Do it on top of ya. Then I'ma do it from so far away that you have to wear binoculars. I'll do it in cereal, a big bowl of Count Chocula. And I'ma do whatever makes me feel popular. Hi, I'm Malachi, got the children of the corn stalking ya. Got Snoop the dog walking ya, recoup the ball falling. It's cool for all of y'all to sip tall boys, Hippolytus, and poly girls. Cause it's the freaking weekend. Big deals, big meals, sequels, heavy breathing. We pledge allegiance and bear our grievance. You know we rock the party in the place to be in.
Weekend, all the boys on the dance floor. We give all those boys what they ask for. We get them shaking their hips, drinking their beers, pretending like there's lots of pretty girls in here. The music stops, we all look queer, but we don't care, no we don't care. Cause we get all the boys on the dance floor. We give all those boys what they ask for.
You see, I show up to the party with a suitcase full of comics. We're all best friends like Wallace and Gromit. And the clock strikes late night and we stay stargazing. I go Eben Haley when I'm out comet chasing. It might be Halloween and we all dress up as Satan. Don't break my concentration with your religious debating. I know you can kick it, but my hacky sack's amazing. It's all wear for the tearing, donuts for the glazing. And I feel like Casey Kasem. I like to talk music, pretentious hipster mirages. I see right through them. It's dated to be heartfelt, trendy to be clueless, but I stay heartfelt in my art. It's more conducive. I'm suited in chainmail. The fusion is snake scale. I usually make bail. They sue me when they fail. The beauty will take hail. That moves me with great tales. We're choosing this bake sale, so use me to take sale.
We get all the boys on the dance floor. We give all those boys what they ask for. I get them shaking their hips, drinking their beers, pretending like there's lots of pretty girls in here. We get all the boys on the dance floor. We get all the boys on the dance floor. I get them shaking their hips, drinking their beers, pretending like there's lots of pretty girls in here. The music stops, we all feel queer, but we don't care. No, we don't care. Cause we get all the boys on.
how long it takes to get that way. What a terrible waste of energy. You wear black clothes, say you're poetic. Sad truth is you're just pathetic. Get into the groove, get out of my way. Came here to drink, not to get laid. So why don't you just go on home? If you want to moan, you have to moan alone. You'll dance to anything. You'll dance to anything.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Cheek and Tongues radio show with Barno, bringing you the dance hits. That's right, I'm here for you, and I'm here for you every Monday. Oh my God. No, I'm here for you every Monday from 8 till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And it is a blast for me. It's so much fun. So happy that people actually listen to the stuff that I'm spinning. And what were we spinning? Well, that was Wolfie. Little B is dancing. And I like to, when I listen to Wolfie, I like to think that they were, Wolfie was River Cuomo's undiscovered basement tapes from his junior high school years. That's what it sounds like to me. We heard the Dead Milkmen with Instant Club Hit. You'll dance to anything. A little controversy there. Yeah, there was different times and not glad we have evolved beyond that. Yeah. Anyway, Spoken Nerd with We Get All the Boys on the Dance Floor. We heard the Salmon Dance with the Chemical Brothers featuring Fat Lip. We started the set with the original version of Lord of Dance by the Vandals. The one I played in the opener, or the one that you heard in the opener, was off of their electronic album. What was the name of their electronic album? Well, let me tell you. It's called Shingo Japanese Remix Album. So you got to hear that twice. Well, I'm going to keep the show rolling along. Let's just say goodnight for now. I'll play a few more tunes as we head into Dime Store Radio Theater with Austin Rich at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Thanks for joining, everybody. Stick around. I've got some really fun ones. I promise. I swear. Don't go anywhere.
Shake. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd have been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? We'll be right back. do.
We are stamping high, high in the sky. We will dance, we will sing to please you. You are stepping high, high, baby, but don't forget that I am here. You know that it is show time, and it is your time, and the show must come on, baby. Come with me, and you will see. We are stepping high. What is the name of our show? Stepping high, stepping high, high, high. Now, boys and girls, let's feel we can dance to the rhythm of stepping high. If you are ready, let's go and dance. Let's do that time step and dance. Dance to the music of stepping high. Stepping high, high in the sky. We will dance, we will sing to please you. You are stepping high, high, baby, but don't forget that I'm here. You know that it is showtime, and it is your time, and the show must go on, baby. Come with me, and you will see. We are stepping high. What is the name of our show? Stepping high, stepping high, high, high. Now, boys and girls, let's see if we can dance to the rhythm of stepping high. If you are ready, let's go and dance. Let's do that time step and dance. Dance to the music of stepping.
Doing, 'cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy.
Meanwhile,
Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, the René Benet protection case.
Is Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Hello there, this is Diamond. You know, I like to say that. Hello there, this is Diamond. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I say it all the time. Hello there, this is Diamond. You know, I think it sounds kind of, well, pretty bad. Of course, I'd rather say, hello there, this is I've Got a Sponsor, Diamond, but that's silly, too, because if I had a sponsor, I wouldn't have time to say, hello there, this is Diamond. I'd be overshining his shoes. Confused? Well, so am I. Want to get really mixed up? Let me tell you what happened last week. This is real silly. So silly, it wound up with murder. I was sitting in my office thinking about June Allison when the phone rang. Diamond Detective Agency, no other corpse can make that statement.
Oh, Rick.
Don't believe it? Just listen to what one of our satisfied customers has to say about Diamond.
I've been buried now for 30 years.
Rick.
Hello, Helen.
You idiot. What are you doing?
I know this will throw you. Nothing.
No washing today?
Finished an hour ago. Oh, by the way, I got a beef.
A beef?
Yeah, those socks you knitted for me shrunk so much I need four more pair.
Well, if they shrunk, what do you want with four more pair?
Going to start a new fad. Going to wear them on my toes, you know, toe socks.
Well, if I knit you four pair, that'll only give you 10 altogether.
Oh, by George, you really pulled off a speedy, didn't you?
Well, howdy. Wasn't half as bad as some of those ghastlies you come up with.
All right, Smarty, now, what's on your rural mind?
Won't you do me a favor?
Like, for instance?
No, for instance. I told you a friend of mine would come up and see you, and I want you to do what you can for him.
Mr. Diamond?
Hold it a minute, honey. Yeah?
Mr. Diamond, I was told to look you up. I am Renee.
Rick, what is it?
Helen.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Something just tiptoed into my office. I got a hunch you know about it.
Oh, maybe that's Renee.
That's what it says.
If you are, Mr. Diamond, I wish you'd please pay a little attention to me, or aren't you interested in a potential client?
Hold it a second, honey. Sure, I'm always interested in a potential client. What did you do, lose your wedges?
I beg your pardon?
Forget it. I've got Miss Asher on the phone now. She just told me you were coming up.
Oh, well, please say hello to Miss Asher. She's such a darling.
Yeah. Honey, Renee says to say hello. Says you're a darling.
Oh, well, say hello to Renee. He makes my hats for me.
I'll get the story from him. Call you later. Now, Mr. Renee...
Your full name is Benet. Renee Benet. How do you do?
How are you, Mr. Benet?
Mr. Diamond, I have a problem, and Miss Asher seemed to think that you could help me with it.
Well, depends. Cigarette?
No, thanks. I never use them. Depends on what? You don't even know my problem yet.
Look, I don't care if you swipe John Frederick's toupee. For $100 a day in expenses, I'll grow a mattress on his skull.
Mr. Diamond, I can see that you don't know much about hats.
You are so wrong.
Oh, am I? Well, it may interest you to know that John Frederick's are two people, Mr. John and Mr. Frederick's.
Look, Mr. Benet, I don't care if they're patrol number 3 of the Brownies. Can you afford $100 a day in expenses?
Mr. Diamond, I am the new sensation in hats.
You must look lovely. Okay, Mr. Benet, I take it you can afford me. Now, what's your problem?
I want you to prevent the theft of my 3 latest creations.
Hats?
Creations, Mr. Diamond.
Okay, creations. Why do you want them protected?
Why, because someone is going to steal them before my fall showing.
How do you know that?
Because on similar occasions, the same thing has happened. Twice, to be exact. The designs were stolen, and 2 weeks later, that lowlife Georges Marchand had his showing, and my hats were the high point of his show.
What did you do?
What could I do? I couldn't prove it. If I attempted to expose him, he would have said that I was lying. Everybody knows how much we hate each other. I'd have been a laughingstock.
Do you think he had the hats stolen?
I'm sure of it. And I'm also sure that someone in my salon is responsible for the actual theft.
You know definitely?
No. No, but I suspect my partner, Gerald Winters. He's always been jealous of my ability. Oh, Mr. Diamond, couldn't you open a window or something? It's frightfully hot.
Oh, it's the air conditioning. I keep a bag of red-lip jumbos up in the vent. Sometimes they get stuck.
Red-lip jumbos?
Pistachio nuts. You like hats, I get hung up on pistachio nuts.
Perhaps you should see a psychiatrist.
I did.
What happened?
I sent him 5 pounds of pistachios just yesterday.
Oh. Oh, well, here's my card. I'll see you at my salon, Mr. Diamond, in about an hour. Oh, and something else. I don't want my partner or the help to know that you're a private detective.
What am I supposed to do, buy a hat?
Well, I'll tell them that you're a designer from Hollywood. That way, whatever you say will be all right. See you in an hour.
This Richard of Hollywood is coming here to look at our new line.
That's correct, Lillian.
Never heard of him.
Well, that's not so surprising, Gerald. There are a lot of people I'm sure you've never heard of, especially the more famous ones.
I don't like that.
Oh, don't you? Well, I'm overjoyed that you're sure of one thing, at least.
Now, don't you two start fighting again. I've never heard of this Richard of Hollywood either.
Well, he's a new man, works for the studios. Has made quite a sensation the last year or so.
Well, I'm sick and tired of temperamental artists. I'm going back to my office.
Well, why don't you do that, Gerald? Keep the books in the black, dear Potter, while I work to pay for your salary.
You know, Rennie, someday I'm going to strangle you with one of your own hats.
Why don't you buy yourself a barbell instead, then the next time you get into a bed...